Tuesday, October 31st. The president got into the question of the PR analysis of the campaign and thinks that McGregor or I should get Kevin Phillips in and some of the others who have hit the fact that or hit the point that the president hasn't been helping congressional candidates and make the issue that the president has done more than anyone maybe has ever done to help candidates in the number of pictures, TV spots, radio tapes, personal letters of endorsement, key state visits, and channeling of contributions, etc., to give them much more help on top of maintaining his own position way above the party. He's concerned that the record not stand the way it is and that we should move out in any way we can to do this. Got into some schedule decisions, a question of what he should do, whether to go ahead with Chicago again, and the possibility of adding Oklahoma, Rhode Island, North Carolina, and New Mexico. Finally decided to do all of them and worked out a schedule for doing them that would do three a day on Friday and Saturday. So we've had a pretty good campaign run. Henry was concerned today about Hanoi blasting us for failing to sign today at the deadline and how we should handle it, but it worked out pretty well. Henry analyzed their thing and feels it looks okay and that he should go out and do a briefing on Friday to cover all of that. I talked to Conley and he was highly complimentary of the success I had had in getting the Chicago trip canceled. Felt I'd gone a little bit far with the huge train wreck, but at least it worked. He said initially that he thought the president should sit tight, do nothing except what's already planned, that he make the point that he needs to be in the White House every minute that he can, getting the work done, do some more phone calls around the country and things like that. But then as I outlined North Carolina, Oklahoma, and New Mexico, he thought they were a good idea shouldn't do just the South, so he bought the idea of going up to Rhode Island and got to thinking maybe he ought to do Chicago. He felt still, though, that the president's better off to do nothing as far as the election's concerned, but it would help in the interpretation and so on to aid some of the candidates, and he can do that without any substantial danger, so he probably should. It would be good for the statistics and stories, although it's not needed to win the election because minds are already made up. The people are just waiting for the election now. In other words, it gives very little downside and a hell of a potential plus, and it's good for the people to see him out working. End of October 31st.